hearts and sensitive grass. Our hearts are carefully accommodated, the left lung being smaller than the right, so our passions and woes can harbour, our blood beat, thr-thrump, thr-thrump. But shifting the universe of our mind, a paltry three handspans to our heart, seems a journey too distant for most, even on this blatantly colonised island, where migrants have traversed oceans and sensitive grass flourishes with passion fruit. When my mother was a schoolgirl, she spoke her mother tongue in class, was sent outside into the blazing sun to weed sensitive grass as punishment. The thorns ripped her tender flesh, bestowed nettle rash and shame, and droplets of blood destined for her heart nourished the parched field instead. Oh, she learnt her lesson well, for when I was small, she said, "The way forward's English, that's your father's lingo. We live in Nusila. Don't speak my lingo. I don't want you to be hurt." But when I was older and she was stronger, she changed her mind, insisted I learn her lingo, drove me for miles after school to language and culture classes, but by then my tongue had set into a concrete Kiwi accent. Everyone laughed when I spoke her lingo until the world I was tentatively building collapsed under layers of well-aimed scorn. Now I crouch under the blazing sun, prod sensitive grass with sticks and fingers, blow on it like gentle and harsh winds, estimate how much force it takes for a frond to fold, unfold in response to the outside world, create strategies for dealing with thorns, calculate the distance I'll need to travel in order to retrieve and free my stifled tongue.